This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z here for another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks once again for tuning in. Let's get right to the jam-packed show we got going on and find out what events are going on this weekend. We'll go through them really fast here. The Big Sky County Fair is July 20th through the 21st, and that takes place in Bozeman, Montana. And then that takes over on July 22nd through the 24th as the Doc Dogs Regionals, the Northwest Regional Championships, one of your roads to worlds. So that's definitely something that you want to check out and get in on that event before it becomes the regionals as well. So even if you're not a titled dog or have a place in the regionals, you can go to this event and sign up earlier in the week there on the first part, the 20th and the 21st, and find out what it takes to jump your dog and become a Doc Dog. Also, 2016 Leap for Love takes place. That's a Buckeye Doc Dogs event. Doc Dogs has affiliate clubs all over the world. Buckeye Doc Dogs is the Ohio club, and that is in Dayton, Ohio at Subaru of Dayton, July 22nd through the 24th. Should be a great time there. Also, Clyde's Doc Dogs Extravaganza, and that is in Hamburg, New York, July 22nd through the 24th, one of Doc Dogs' worldwide events. And another big one is the Northeast Regional Championships. That takes place this coming weekend as well. That is going to be in Spencer, Massachusetts on July 22nd through the 24th, another one of your roads to worlds. So you definitely want to look into that. If you are a titled team and don't have your world's invites yet, that's where you can get it going. Also this weekend, Slice of Shoreview Days, and that is in Shoreview, Minnesota. That is another Doc Dogs affiliate club, but this time the Doc Dogs Northern Stars will be running that awesome event there, July 22nd through the 24th. And also, Shields Hunting Expo in West Des Moines, Iowa, takes place July 23rd and 24th, and that is at Shields on Jordan Creek Parkway, a Doc Dogs worldwide event. So that's what's going on. Actually, the Bozeman, Montana one already started. That's taking place. That's starting today, I believe. And yes, it is. And so lots and lots of great stuff. Well, you didn't get all that? Okay, let's go through that one more time, only I'll go a little slower for you. Sorry about that. The Big Sky County, I'm just kidding, we're not doing this again. All right, moving on with the show, I want to announce our winner of the posted, I don't know what we're calling it, last weekend. It was posted up on the Doc Dogs Facebook page. Anybody that posts up a picture from the weekend and gets the most likes is going to win a free Doc Dogs wave. And the winner is Dave Skaleski. Good job, Dave. Dave, you won a free Doc Dogs wave. And it's great to see you out there at a Doc Dogs event again. I haven't seen you in a while, Dave, so hopefully you're doing well and everyone else is doing fantastic. Family and doggies, and hopefully I do get to see you sometime soon. But Dave Skaleski, winner of the free wave. So very cool there. Also want to remind you about the Doc Dogs photo and video contest. Don't forget about that. Every Doc Dogs event, you take some pictures, you take some video, you send it in. It doesn't cost you anything to send it. Information's at DocDogs.com, and you could win $100 cash. That's right, cash. You don't have to be a Doc Dogs competitor. You could just be a spectator in the crowd. You don't have to have a fancy camera. It doesn't have to be a professional picture. Subject matter might count over quality, so you never know who the winners are going to be. We just announced the winners last week in the contest, and we have a new quarter going now, so at the end of this quarter, we'll be picking those winners, and also that carries over to the Dueling Dogs events as well, which is separate, because you'll have a separate winner for that, winning $100 for the best picture, and a separate winner for the best video of Dueling Dogs. So don't forget, have your cameras out, your cell phones out, get those pictures, go to DocDogs.com and find out how you can enter to possibly win $100. And on top of that, a lot of these pictures and videos will be used at the Doc Dogs World Championships for things like the Golden Paw Awards Gala and so forth. So get involved and get in there. Speaking of Dueling Dogs, don't forget about the Dueling Dogs events coming up. There is one in Iowa and there is one in Ashland, Kentucky coming up in a couple of weeks. You want to get pre-registered for those events so that you make sure you have your spots there set. And, of course, yes, you can still register online there, but the pre-registration settings will help us understand how the, or help Dueling Dogs understand how the, weekend's going to go with the schedule and everything like that. So get pre-registered, please. That is preferable and will make life a lot easier for the Dueling Dogs staff and coordination on that. We'd really appreciate that. And if you don't know what Doing Dogs is, well, check it out at doingdogs.net. It is side-by-side doggy drag racing where they run, jump, and swim for a bumper against the clock. There's lights, kind of like drag racing, where they're released on the green, and they go, and they're swimming neck and neck in a good one, and it doesn't matter how fast they're swimming. They could be really slow swimmers, like my older chocolate lab, who's kind of just takes her time. But if the dog next door hasn't got the same attitude, it can still be a pretty exciting and fun race to watch to see who gets that bumper first. Doingdogs.net, check that out. Pre-register for the events, one coming up in Ashland, Kentucky, and one coming up in Dubuque, Iowa. So you want to make sure you get pre-registered for those. All right, let's get on to the show. This week's show, we're going to be talking about the Bark Foundation. And if you don't know what the Bark Foundation is, well, this interview will gladly explain it to you. I'm going to be talking with Tina McLaughlin with Bark Foundation, and Tina had some great insight and information about how Bark's doing and what Bark's for and how you can help the Bark Foundation, which in turn helps a lot of the Doc Dogs World competitors that sometimes need a little help. So we'll get into that right after these messages.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Mind if we pay your vet bills? Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zoox offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zoox to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zoox Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am speaking with Tina McLaughlin. She is the executive director of the Bark Foundation, executive director extraordinaire, by the way. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, too. And I would like to thank you, Jim, for having the Bark Foundation on Radio Doc Dogs. Thank you very much.
Well, you are very welcome. I know we had planned to do this earlier and should do it more often. That's my bad. And it's a busy time of the season right now. And I know you're busy with Bark and a bunch of other things. And the new puppy, who's not really a puppy anymore, kind of sad, but...
Yeah, she's 1 year old on Saturday. She turned 1 year old, and I've been so busy, I didn't even get a chance to wish her a happy birthday on Facebook.
Well, she'll have to have a nice little steak cake or something.
she already had that.
Lucky her. I'd like, now that I mention it, I've never heard of that. Do they make steak cake? Because that's something I would love to have.
Well, you do at the McLaughlin residence when you raise your own beef.
That's awesome. Just this big, round, giant beef thing. Yeah, I can get into that. All right. Enough of that. I didn't have dinner yet, if it's not obvious.
Oh, boy.
So the Bark Foundation has been just doing wonderfully, to the best of my knowledge, for a while now. I know... You know, let me say that as far as your function, the people you're helping and everything like that, but it's always a push to get those funds in so that people can be helped even more and more people can be helped. And there's a lot of great things going on this year in the world of Doc Dogs, and we were just talking about some of that with the regional championships that have gone on, and then there's ones coming up this weekend. And I see there's games and things like that planned, and then there's also a contest for the clubs. Fill us in on this contest where the clubs need to raise X amount of dollars at a chance at a rig rental, right?
Well, every year we try to get the clubs involved to raise money for the Bark Foundation because it's hard for the foundation itself to raise funds outside the Doc Dogs community. And this year we came up with having each club come up with their own ideas to raise the funds instead of doing the Caring Chain, which we've done in the past, the Ducks for Bucks, and a couple other projects. This year we decided, well, let's just go ahead and let the clubs come up with their own ideas. And Grant normally has been very generous with giving a affiliate fee for the club that raises the most money, which right. saves the club a ton of money if they raise the most funds for the Bark Foundation.
Right, right.
Well, this year, Grant went above and beyond, and he was so generous. It really caught me by surprise on one of the conference calls. He is actually donating a rig rental for one weekend to the club that raises the most funds for the Bark Foundation.
Wow.
And it must be done from July 1st to, and I believe it's October 1st. And this is, I think November 1st, sorry about that. And this is for the club that raises over $500 and who raises the most funds. So if a club raises $501 and everybody else raises $250, that club with 501 will then win. But okay. if every club raises $500 and the club that raises $1,000, that $1,000 club will then get a rig rental, which will be a huge savings for the club.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very cool. And you know, for those that aren't involved in clubs, maybe they wouldn't quite get this concept, but if you are in one of the local affiliates, that savings, that's money in your club's pocket. That means your club can do other things with that money instead. You can have a huge blowout end of the year party, or buy all your members jackets, or who knows, whatever you want. That's, you know, with that money that you would be saving. And on top of that, you're getting those donations to the Bark Foundation, an awesome cause. So that's a win-win for everybody.
Right. And like I said, Grant went above and beyond with that, and he did catch me completely off guard on that one, because you know, I was asking just to get the affiliate fee paid for again this year, and he went above and beyond. So thank you very much, Mr. Grant Reeves.
That's awesome. That is cool. He's always been generous about those things when it comes to contributions for stuff like that. And I think people don't give Grant and Doc Dogs enough credit for that, and some of the other things that just behind the scenes that they're not even asking for credit for that they do in that same realm or aspect. It's very generous in that regard, I always felt.
Oh, you're 100% right, Jim. I've seen it in action, so I fully agree with you on that. So I'm hoping that the clubs get behind what Grant is doing and hopefully get behind and together with their club members and support the Bark Foundation. We have had more donations from filling out your events, and little minor donations are coming into the office, but those little minor donations that you get off of the application there aren't what we are all about. And at the end of the year, when we do our big fundraiser, which this is our fundraiser this year, this is what supports the Bark Foundation for the coming year, and this is how we're able to continue to support people within the Doc Dogs community and make sure that we're there to help them through their time of needs. But I do want to remind everybody, we are not there to give dogs their annual checkups. We're not there for what good dog parenting is all about. We are there if you have a catastrophe, if you've lost your job, if a loved one is deployed overseas and you can't make your bills, if you have an accident, if the dog or yourself with cancer. This is what we're there for. We're not there for the common doggy duties that you are supposed to be doing to be a good doggy parent. So
right.
if there is a catastrophe in your life or you feel you need to get through this, I certainly hope that you do come to the Bark Foundation and put an application in, and we're there to help you. And we have had people give back threefold when we have helped them in their time of need. They have in turn come back and helped us threefold. And that's what the Doc Dogs community is all about. When they got back on their feet, they stood up, they dusted themselves off, and they came back, and they have given the Bark Foundation a bigger check than what we ever gave them. So that's what I hope the community does in the near future also.
And that is awesome, and that's so cool to hear. You were telling me a bit about a story. Can you tell me that on the air about a wedding?
Oh, well, we did help one couple that were just a couple, and then they decided to get United, and at their wedding, they put a whole little description of what the Bark Foundation was, and in order to get donations in, to get the signature drink, you had to make a donation to the Bark Foundation, and they raised funds because we were there for them. They were there for us, and they in turn turned it around and got their wedding involved in it. So they were thinking outside the box, which I thought was really cool because, you know, you have the same old Doc Dogs community, but let's think outside the box. What can we do to get clubs involved with it? But that I thought was very unique, and it was very nice. I had pictures sent of it, and it was very, very cool.
Yeah, that is very, very cool, and how nice of them, especially on their wedding day, to think about something like the Bark Foundation. It's probably the last thing that a lot of people you'd think would even think about, and for them to include that, that's so generous and so kind. And I do like this approach of letting the clubs come up with something this year and to raise those funds, because there's a lot of creative talent out there in our Doc Dogs community, and it's you know not tapped, and now we're finding out where some of it is. I've already experienced some of it at the Canadian Regional Championships. Very cool there. I saw a lot of it on Facebook at other regionals and just regular events, and I see there's plans for ones in regionals coming up even this weekend.
That's awesome, and I've seen little snippets and bits and pieces when I've been able to get on Facebook and see what's going on, but every now and then somebody will text me something of what they're doing, and, you know, it's just nice to know that the clubs are getting behind it, and a lot of them are getting their youth groups involved with it, too, you know, getting the young handlers involved and having them do stuff to raise funds and getting not just the adults, but let's get the young handlers involved and learn about giving back to the community and learning what being supportive of a nonprofit organization is all about.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you talk about the young people getting involved with that, who better? Their enthusiasm for the sport and their youth and their drive and determination is always just a driving factor that can get the job done for something like fundraising for the Bark Foundation. And then, you know, heaven forbid, as they grow older and some of these tweenagers become teenagers and even into young adulthood, and they move out and they're still involved in Doc Dogs, that's a tough time in life for a lot of people that age. Money's not something that's, you know, you can spend a lot, and, you know, some of those people may unfortunately require some assistance in some way, and in this case, maybe then the Bark Foundation can pay back to them.
Well, the more funds that we have in the coffers, the more funds that we're able to support people with, but we also have more people asking for assistance. Every year we've grown, we've given more and more each year, and the more people learn about the Bark Foundation and actually know what we're doing, they're coming to us and asking for assistance, and a lot of them are very shy about it because they don't want to have to ask for assistance, but they do it because of the need. It's not the want, it's the need, which is a very sad situation because, you know, that's just what the times have dealt us nowadays, and people coming to us and asking for the assistance, we want to be there for them. So if the Doc Dog community gathers together as a whole and we support this and come up with ideas and make the funds available, we're going to be here for a long time.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. You know, one of the things, remind everyone, if you would, please, not the process, but, you know, I guess the point I'm trying to get at is you don't see a lot of people posting up, hey, the Bark Foundation helped me out on this, and they did this, and they were wonderful on this, because a lot of people they want to keep it private, and the Bark Foundation has agreed to that. And there are a few people that do want to talk about it, and we're hoping to get to talk with some of them soon for Radio Doc Dogs. But, you know, the process is anonymity, and can you go through that a little bit?
Well, all they need to do is go to the barkfoundation.org. And they can see exactly what the Bark Foundation does. It tells them a little bit about stories that we've done in the past. And when people do give me permission to use them and I have time to get them up onto the website, because I am very busy and I haven't updated it recently, that's my bad. But we go ahead and there is an application page that they can fill out. They fill out all the information. They give the reason why it's a burden on the family. And I will be upfront. You do have to send in the bills so the Bark Foundation can make sure that these funds are going to the appropriate places that they're supposed to be going to, that somebody's not saying that they had surgery or their dog has cancer, because I know there are some people out there that not hopefully in the doc dog community, but out there in the world that claim that they have a bad situation and they really don't. They're just doing it to be lazy and to get the funds. And right. I hope we don't have anybody like that in the Bark Foundation, in the doc dogs community. But I definitely, we go through the bills, we look at it as a whole with the whole board, and then we make a board decision as to whether or not we will support their cause. And then we also go through how much money they're going to receive from the Bark Foundation. So it's not just, you know, you got to tell me you've got a bad situation. You got to have the bills to back it up.
Right, right, right. And that makes sense. And that's just being responsible with the donations that people have worked hard to earn for the Bark Foundation. I wouldn't want to see it done any other way. And that's part of your job and the board's job. And that's exactly how it needs to be done. I appreciate that and applaud you guys for that. And I think that's wonderful. The Bark Foundation's been around for how long now, Tina?
Boy, I think since 2011.
Okay. All right. And do you know about how many people you've helped overall?
Actually, I do not have that number. I know we have, you know, there was like 3 or 4 people a year, then 5 or 6 people a year, and then now we're into the 20s.
Wow! Wow! So it's growing exponentially, and you guys need to grow that way as well. Which you're doing everything you can to do that. And I know some of the past fundraisers and everything have worked out well. But you know, money in and money goes out. That's the whole point of the Bark Foundation. So it's never a case of wow, they did great last year, so we don't need to help them out this year, or they shouldn't need those contributions, or it's not that, you know, dire straits now. That's not how it works.
No, definitely not. And I do want to also point out that everybody on the board of the Bark Foundation does not get paid. This is a volunteer organization, and we are there 100% with all the funds going in, minus some office paper and stuff like that. But other than that, it all goes back into the Bark Foundation to support the cause.
That's wonderful and very generous of you and the board that you know, to give their free time freely on that, away from their families, away from maybe some doc dogs occasionally, and their real jobs and all those other things. That's a great volunteer effort. I applaud that as well. Are there any other fundraising plans that you beyond this here, or do you have any ideas or suggestions or anything you saw recently that worked well or you liked in the past that maybe you can throw out to some of these clubs that maybe they should give a try or something like that to help raise funds?
You know, the carrying chain worked really well, believe it or not. It was something that you could sell at the event, and you can do a carrying chain for $1 or $2. You could sell the little Tyvek wristbands, and people can put in memory of, or, you know, I love my dog, or I think somebody put I love beer, Jim Velasco, on their wristband.
I was told I could put whatever I wanted on it.
But you know, that worked very well, and it's a small fee, and within the audience can then participate, and we're only asking for $1 or $2. So if everybody could reach in and just get a couple of change or whatever, that worked out very well. You know, it's going to be a lot of creativity in things coming up, so I don't have any ideas, and that's why I'm hoping that the clubs outside the box, you know, are going to put their thoughts in it and really think about what they want to do for raising funds. I'm looking forward to seeing what the different ideas are.
I am too. I like I said, I know there's a lot of creative people out there, and I've already seen some creative things that were really cool. So it's always exciting and excellent just to watch and see how this unfolds, and hopefully it unfolds well and you generate the funds that you're looking to get. And then, like we had talked earlier, that rig for you know, an event, that's so cool. That's a lot of money and a lot of savings for a club. And even if you're not the club that wins that, you know, you still contributed to a wonderful cause like the Bark Foundation. I like all the things that are happening for that. And the purpose, of course, of the Bark Foundation is wonderful in itself. But you've done a great job, Tina, over the years, raising these funds, getting this all coordinated and put together. And I know at times I've seen you, you've been running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Yeah, sometimes the world really gets to me, you know, running around at worlds, but it makes it all worth it when I see the people that we've helped and they come up and thank me from the bottom of their heart that we were there for them. So that really affects me when I see that.
And you've been at Worlds the past few years and not jumping a dog or competing, but for the Bark Foundation and some of the after hours social life too, I'm sure. But
well, that's my main reason I go. I go because I believe in the Bark Foundation. I believe in everything that we do, and I believe giving people that you have fun with and enjoy their company with, and I enjoy being around Doc Dog's people. And the road to Worlds isn't one of the goals that I have, even though when Ellie was in her prime, she probably could have made it. But I don't have a goal to do that. I have a goal to help people and to, again, be there for the social hour because I like being there and having fun with everybody and seeing people come across the world. And, you know, Canadians come down and we sit in the lobby and have fun and we just have a good time. So I go just for the Bark Foundation.
Well, that's wonderful. That's so cool. Well, Tina, I really do appreciate you taking some time out of your very, very busy month here with everything going on just to update us on the Bark Foundation. I hope some people have gotten some more information they were looking for on this. Tell us again all the contact ways, Facebook, websites, everything like that.
You can definitely get us on Facebook at the Bark Foundation and thebarkfoundation.org. You can go on the website and go through. There is a click contact. You could do snail mail. You can do a phone call. You can just click right through and give me a little one-liner, and I'll be happy to call you back and find out what you need and stuff like that. But my phone line is always open, so if anybody needs anything or has any questions, they're more than welcome to contact me.
Wonderful. Awesome. Well, thanks again so much, Tina. It's always great talking with you, and I hope we get to talk again soon about the Bark Foundation, about, you know, all the great money that's coming in from these clubs.
I hope we can too, Jim. I hope everybody has a good time coming up with these really wild and crazy ideas. Maybe somebody went to one of those events that you were talking about, and they're going to come back with some even bigger and better ideas that they can do with their club to raise some funds. So I hope everybody gets that vibe going and starts getting that creative thinking process.
I hope so too. I think it's going to be very exciting. Thanks again, Tina.
Thanks, Jim.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, there you have it. Great cause, folks. The Bark Foundation. It is a staple in the Doc Dogs world and has helped so many people already, and will be able to help so many more people with your support and your help. So I hope that you'll work along with some of these things and a lot of that stuff we talked about with the clubs getting a rig and all that. Oh, it's going to help your clubs out so much better, like I had mentioned in the interview. Just imagine what your club can do with that money they don't have to spend on a rig. All kinds of cool stuff for the members. And don't forget, it also goes to a fantastic cause, the Bark Foundation. So thanks again, Tina. Really appreciate your time. That wraps it up for this episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Whatever you're doing this weekend, maybe you're at one of these multiple events going on all over the United States in the world of Doc Dogs. And then there's stuff going over. I'm still seeing Facebook things for events and stuff coming up and demonstrations and everything on Doc Dogs Australia. And of course, Doc Dogs Canada is going gangbusters up there, and those guys are having a great time. And hopefully we'll see some of you out there at the regional championships, your road to Worlds. Both of them, one out there in Montana and the one in Spencer, Massachusetts. Hope you get lots of good pictures and video for the video and photo contest. And that's it. Whatever you're doing, be safe, travel safe, have a fun, great time, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.